Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today from rural America. You know, they call us the flyover states. And they do that for a reason. The cool kids in New York and Los Angeles, they only visit on occasion, you know, for campaigns, college football rivalries. Otherwise, we're pretty much forgotten, except for manufactured goods, all our food, and of course, our energy. I want to tell you about and introduce you to a group called Power the Future. Power the Future is a new foundation started to promote jobs in America, specifically energy jobs. Like our food and our manufacturing, America's energy comes from rural America, the heartland. And those jobs, like our land and our way of life, are under attack. The radicals, they spend millions of dollars every year to shut down our natural resources, our energy, jeopardizing jobs and families across our heartland, just like our ranches and our farms. They want our energy owned and operated by big government. Power of the Future pushes back. CSC Talk Radio is the voice of rural America, and Power of the Future is also a voice of rural America that advocates for rural American energy workers. It's the perfect union. And I have today with me, as I promised you last week, Daniel Turner. And we're going to talk about Power of the Future and what they are able to do and how you can help them as we all work together to bring America home. And Daniel was on with us, it's been a month or so ago. Welcome him back. Daniel, how are you doing today?
I am great, Beth Ann, and it is an honor to be back on your program with all your listeners. So thank you so much.
Well, we're glad to have you back, and we want to hear what's going on and how you've been fighting the good fight, and it's plenty of fight out there, isn't there?
There is. When we spoke last time, when I was lucky enough to be on your program, we were just about to launch. And since then, we've been engaged now in three states getting ready to spread into more. So continuing to hold these radical environmental groups accountable, call out their funding, call out the billionaires who support them, and really raise people's awareness to the damage they do in rural America when they get their way. So it's been a busy couple weeks for us, that's for sure.
And they do a lot of damage. I don't remember for sure, but I think I shared it on the air before. I'm not sure if I shared it with you. But, you know, I get emails from every direction. And I get emails from a group that's also, you know, the anti-energy, it's all about climate change group. And they were rejoicing. This has been a few years ago. They were rejoicing closing another coal industry in Pennsylvania. And they were bragging about it. And of course, the groups that are radicals are behind them. And it just hit me wrong that morning. Normally, I ignore those emails. They want to put somebody on the air. And I sent it back to them with a comment or two, because that's what I do, about rejoicing, you know, about putting children's fathers and mothers out of work. And it was like in the fall, so it was like in November or so, you know, just before Christmas, these people were losing their jobs. Mm-hmm. And the company there had to close. You know, so my heart went out as I think about the families that, you know, what did they have to do that day, that evening? What did they discuss, or did they even have an appetite to eat dinner together that evening? And so those are the things we deal with, isn't it?
Did they come on your program after all, or no?
No, they never. They didn't respond.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They didn't respond.
When you put yourself in their shoes, you aren't quite so flippant about destroying someone's career and more than that, your livelihood. And that's what I love about you and your program, is you don't just advocate for issues, but you advocate for beliefs and culture. And there is a culture in rural America, especially in the coal community, where people are proud to say, my dad was a coal miner, my grandfather was a coal miner, I'm fifth generation coal miner. And to go in with this sense of casualness because you have a political disagreement with coal, you don't think it's good, you think it contributes to climate change, et cetera, you're not just hurting their job, because jobs are one thing, but you're destroying their culture and their community, and it's not yours, right? You think it's backwards, you make fun of it, crazy West Virginia, rural Pennsylvania, we're so much cooler here in Brooklyn or in Silicon Valley. But it is their culture, and it is their livelihood, and just an amazing disrespect and disdain for people who don't share your liberal values.
You know, Daniel, I was just in the Silicon Valley. I spoke there at a range rights and resource symposium where they're fighting for property rights. So there is a rural part of that Silicon Valley that are fighting for their culture, for their way of life as they farm there. They farm different things than we farm here in the state of Missouri, but they farm nonetheless, and they provide food for this nation. And so they've got, you know, like the Sierra Club is attacking the coal. You know, these biodiversity groups are attacking in these areas. They don't want anybody to have their culture. They don't want anybody to own the land. Just like I had said in the opening remarks, we are under attack from every direction, in particular, the way of life. You know, this culturalism that they want to attack you with and call you a racist here, a racist there. It's okay if they call us names and make fun of our way of life, but by golly, you best not fire it back. But when you think about the families that get destroyed, you talk about five generations of coal miners, and it is their way of life. They know exactly what they're doing. Five generations of ranchers and farmers. They know exactly what they're doing. They've handed down the mistakes and the things that they've done correctly, you know, the successes on all these issues, on all these industries. And they keep making it better and better. And we keep getting hammered. It's not good enough. You just need to stop it. You're making dirty air. You're doing this. You're doing that.
Exactly. Yeah, and we're such a blessed nation. We have so many options. If people wanted to pursue higher education or medicine or law or move to a big city, we have that freedom. But what I find when I travel to these communities, and that's where I spend the bulk of my time, what I find is they choose that lifestyle. They choose the lifestyle of their family and their ancestors, their grandparents and great-grandparents. And, again, to have these folks from out of state come in and try to take it away from them for political, and it's purely political. It's not economic. It's not environmental. It's not ecological. Whatever facade they want to try to give it, it's purely political reasons. You know, a community that what you just said about five generations of coal miners, one I saw, I met folks in the Navajo Nation, and they were saying, you know, Greenpeace and Sierra Club are trying to close down a coal mine on our reservation. We all work here. If I lose my job,
that's a sovereign. Yeah, go ahead.
It is, but it's federal land, and so they can get federal injunctions passed to try to close it down. Even though it's sovereign, there are certain rules that they have to abide by, and they're trying their hardest to close it down. And I've spoken to some Navajo who say, you know, I'm going to have to take my kids away, and they're not going to be raised in our culture and in our community.
Wow.
That's shameful.
It is. It's very shameful. We're headed into a break. You hang on, Daniel. We're going to open up the phone lines. You got something to say or something to ask? We're going to tell you how to help power the future, not protect. It is protecting the future. Power the future. How you can help Daniel in this fight as he goes around. You know, he's sacrificing his life to help build jobs in the rural America, the flyover states, the deplorables. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And Daniel and Beth Ann, Power the Future, will be right back.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Daniel Turner of Power of the Future. I actually have a button on my website on the right-hand side. If you look and you go to csctalkradio.com, we have a Power of the Future button, and you can just click on that and go to Power of the Future, or you can type in, if you want, powerthefuture.us. That's powerthefuture.us. I'm going to kick it back to you, Daniel. We were talking about some of this before we went into the break, how needed the support and the advocates are for rural America, because they're still the forgotten people. We are still the forgotten people. We're out here fighting tooth and toenail, and all we hear on the news, whether it's Fox or the mainstream media, is, you know, Stormy Daniels, a dossier here, a memo there, and, you know, they need to impeach this and they need to do that. And but we're not hearing about what's really happening out here in the heartland.
No, and at least with our current administration, there isn't this aggressive war on coal that we saw the last 8 years. You know, I've been to places where coal mines are finally reopening because regulations have been rolled back. And just arbitrary rules, the previous administration decided, let's make this the new standard. Let's make this the new standard. And I mean, your listeners, even though they're in rural America, are the savviest business people going, and they know you can't operate a business with uncertainty. And so coal mines closed all across the nation for most of the Obama administration, and now they're coming back. And they're only coming back because these burdensome regulations were taken away by them, by the current administration. And so it is a real chance to celebrate. But the environmental groups are going to get energized, and they are already starting to mobilize in really key specific areas, and they're going to try to battle again. You know what's in the news today? Did you see the Attorney General of New York who had to resign over some vile, deviant behavior? He has sued almost every major energy company in his capacity as Attorney General because he thinks they are responsible for climate change. And you want to say to this guy in the biggest city in the nation that has how many hundreds of billions of light bulbs on at the same time, where do you think your energy comes from? And if you sue these companies, who's going to be affected? It's going to be affected by these men and women in rural America who are working 12-hour jobs, noble professions. They have clean souls and they have dirty fingernails, and they are working hours and hours so that you can flip on your little light switch in your privileged attorney general office. Just no idea where their energy comes from. Again, what I love about you, Beth Ann, you tell people where their food comes from, where their energy comes from, where their manufacturing comes from. And it is flyover country, and we have to change that narrative.
Well, you know something else. We're such a divided nation right now. And there are things that are common denominators from sea to shining sea. And that is our food and our energy, our manufacturing. Those are the things that should be binding us together. We should at least come together on jobs. Now, I have an article that I shared a little bit yesterday on one of the shows that I did. And it was written by, I think it's by Breitbart, I think is where it actually came from. But it's a study that they did, and it's really kind of comical. Because the climate skeptics are more eco-friendly. They care more about the land and the environment than the climate alarmists. And this was like a 7-year study. And, you know, they're the ones that are recycling. They're the ones that are doing the different things. You know, there are people in each industry, regardless of what it is, that aren't as careful. But for the most part, it's their livelihood. And they're going to do the very best they can to keep the land or to keep whatever the situation is the best it can be. The land, the air, the water, the natural resources. You know, we've lived, the coal mining is a dangerous industry, in my opinion, because I know nothing about it. And, you know, they have come a long way, baby, as the old saying goes, you know, to make things better, to make things safer. And we have sat in horror when they've had catastrophes. And but we have watched them as they've cleaned up the industry, and you know where it isn't what you read about, you know, 100 years ago in the coal mines. It's not like that anymore. And they don't get any respect for what they do. We look down, and we should not. I mean, not me and you. We don't look down on it.
Of course not.
But, you know, when you talk about these out-of-state visitors that come in and protest, you know, biodiversity was protesting when I was in Silicon Valley, outside where the speakers were. And, you know, they haven't got a clue of what really goes on, where their food comes from, you know, and where their energy comes from. You know, they drove to that. Where do they think that gasoline comes from that they can drive to go yell and scream at somebody that they haven't got a clue about? And then they go out and eat, you know. It's like, they're just totally clueless. And you know, the American people need to bind together. We need to come together on this. And Power of the Future, I know that you're doing all that you can. I want to know more. We're going to talk to Daniel on a monthly basis, if not even more than that, in the next several months. And we're going to find out more about what's going on and what we can do to help.
Well, thank you. And that means the world, because we're trying to spread our message to as many people as possible. And you really nailed it with that comment. I've talked to roughnecks who work one of the most difficult, and these are manly man jobs.
Oh, yeah.
those pipes that go 7,000 feet underground, they're heavy. This is grueling physical work. And I had a whole conversation with them, about seven of them, and they said, you know, I live 3 miles down the road. I have a well. I have a garden. My kids play, and I'm just so tired of people pointing at me saying, you're polluting the earth, because I actually live here. And this one guy said, you know, they all took a bus from whatever local state college to protest, but I actually live in this neighborhood. And, you know, I went to the Earth Day celebrations here in D.C. a couple weeks ago, just for fun, just to see what was going on.
Did you protest?
You know, living in the nation's capital, there's a protest every day.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was funny to walk around and see people who, you know, I'll give them this. I admire their passion. But I saw people with water bottles, you know, that Fiji water, which is like $4.99, a little tiny square bottle. And it comes from Fiji. And I just wanted to tap one on the shoulder and say, the bottle itself is plastic, which is a petrochemical, thanks to oil. And the water comes from about 9,000 miles away, and it didn't just swim. So where do you think, you're here with a sign, no fossil fuels, but where do you think your water bottle came from? The water bottle itself and the content, just an absolute obtuseness as to where, like you said, their food comes from. You see people eating avocados in D.C. in the middle of winter, and you want to say, my friend, that's not grown locally yet.
How'd you get it in here?
Exactly. And we need to, there's a massive education effort we need to make.
You know, another thing is they'll promote the wind energy. And, you know, which will work in some areas of the country and it won't work in others. But they can't have those big blades on those wind turbines without coal. You got to have coal to produce those things. And,
exactly.
You know, so they really don't grasp the cycle of industries. They don't understand what it takes. And it takes all of us. The food, how's it going to get delivered? How are you going to get it watered? How are you going to take care of the land? You know, the energy and the food and all of it works together. Mm-hmm. And we need to come together as the American people and understand we're in this together and we need to work together and we need to use common sense. They have a passion, but they don't have common sense. And they don't have knowledge of the cycle of things, how it works together.
Same with folks who drive these expensive plug-in battery-operated cars, which, again, I'm not opposed to. The Chevy Volt, remember those funny studies how they actually cost about $300,000, but because of so much taxpayer subsidy, you could buy them for the cheap price of
$85,000. How many extension cords do you need to take a vacation? I know that. They're not really extension cords, but I mean, And where do those come from? We're going into a break, Danny. We're having way too much fun here. We got to get down and get serious. We're having too much fun. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. You know, we'd go nuts if we couldn't laugh about the absurdity. It's just crazy. You're listening to CSC. And you remember the battery factory they put in? All right, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Daniel and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow? Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought, it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're visiting today with Daniel Turner. You're the founder of Power the Future, aren't you, Daniel?
So I am. Yeah. I started it at the end of last year. It took a little while to get going.
Right.
You need to go through IRS loopholes, et cetera, et cetera. Jump through hoops. Let me put it better. And
Red tape.
It took a little while, but we launched officially in February of this year.
Awesome. Well, we have some callers with some questions. We have Larry from Missouri first. Larry, how are you today?
Hello.
Hello, Larry.
Yes.
You've got a question for Daniel?
Well, I've got a comment, more or less.
Okay.
Back in the early 90s, I used to be a truck driver, and I pulled them steel poles out of Bethlehem Steel and out of Chicago. And sometimes I'd pull, I'd drive freight, and I pulled to the warehouses for the food stuff where things kept. And anyway, I got hurt in the early 90s unloading a tractor trailer of Christmas paper, but of all things. I did a lot of steel pulling, steel coils, and people don't realize there's a lot of that's put into delivering steel. You know, there's tires and fuel and everything that goes into a tractor trailer that keeps other jobs going. I can work, but I gotta work smarter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, I my body won't let me do what my mind.
We all get in that part. We all get that way, Larry. Thank you, Larry.
I want to do more than what my body will let me, and my body will tell me I can't do that, okay. You know, because, you know, it just won't let me do it.
All right. Appreciate the call, Larry. We're going to go to Joe in Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Yeah. Oh, I'm still getting by. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Yeah, my question for Daniel is this. Oklahoma didn't used to have earthquakes, but since they started the fracking in Oklahoma, there's been a lot of small earthquakes. As far as I know, so far none of them have been big enough to cause damage. But they make the ground shake a little bit, and sometimes we even feel them here in Arkansas. And so my question is, what about the attitude of the people, the general attitude of the people in Oklahoma towards these earthquakes caused by the fracking? Do they figure the benefits of the fracking outweigh the whatever the potential for damage and harm the earthquakes cause or, you know, that kind of thing? You know, what is the general attitude of the people that live around where the fracking is going on towards these earthquakes that apparently they actually do cause?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's better answered what their attitude is by the people themselves. I don't live in Oklahoma, so I'm not going to comment for them. But I will say this. One of the things my group really fights for is the rights of local communities to make their own destiny. And if the people in Oklahoma want to choose to allow this exploration to happen, then they're allowed to. If they choose that not to allow it, that's their decision as well. But what we fight against are when outside groups, people funded by George Soros and people funded by Tom Steyer, when they come in to determine, we don't like what you're doing and we're going to decide what your local community can and can't do, that's when we get involved. As for the earthquakes, you know, it's interesting. That area has been a seismic zone for about a billion years. So whether or not there's causality or causation, I'm not a geologist. I'm not going to answer that.
I need to get somebody that is good on fracking, that understands the fracking, and have it explained to us. And we could get somebody on both sides of that and see what comes up, too, because it is an interesting thing. And I had somebody talk about it a while back, and she was kind of in the same realm as you, and she was she actually visited some of those, and she saw some things that they were doing, and she didn't realize they were doing with the water and such, and it was a good thing, not a bad thing. So I do need to learn more about it, and Jill, that's a great question.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and it would be great to have more people on all sides of this actually discuss. That's something that we don't see enough of. I think you can say that about politics writ large across every issue, right, not just energy. But what I find is there's so much just yelling and name-calling. And
protesting is not discussing. That's true.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And when you mention coming out from outside the state, and we know that some of these billionaires spend an awful lot of money to tell somebody somewhere else how they should and shouldn't live, what they should and shouldn't do. And, of course, D.C. does that a lot to us, you know. And we were never intended to be dictated by D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals.
Yeah.
That was not the vision of our founding fathers.
Not at all. How you can and can't use your private land. And that's a big land rights is a huge part of this issue as well.
It is exactly. It's really mostly, it's the biggest part of most of the issues that we deal with in rural America is that land ownership because, you know, unfortunately, Daniel, the mindset of private property and the word independence and the word sovereignty are totally missed with American people today. They do not understand what that means. Well, you don't have a right to own the land. We should all own it. Well, where did that mindset come from? It wasn't from our founding fathers, that's for sure. So that's
and the battles we're seeing in the energy space are the same you saw years ago in the education space. 6 years ago, you saw in the healthcare space. There is a desire to have big government, big nationalized industry that decides policy for everybody. And the energy community is pushing back. We don't want a state-run energy department. We don't want a state-run oil or gas or coal. Look at what it's done in the countries that have it. Venezuela being the best example. It has more oil deposits than anywhere in the world, and yet it has gas lines, and it's basically out of fuel. all within the last couple of years because it was turned over to the state. And we know the state doesn't know how to run anything. So why would we trust it with our energy?
Mm. Well, you know, the government can't do it. We haven't seen anything the government has taken over that's been successful.
No. No.
Not one thing. Name me one thing the government has done that has been truly 100% successful. We complain a lot about the post office. They're not very efficient, but I guess they have been successful. So I guess maybe I should take that back. But
we'll give them the post office. But
it's not terribly efficient, but you know, I don't want to get on my Pony Express and have to deliver things. I'll let them do that. We do use them a lot.
There's a big effort to return a lot of the energy, and even the EPA, which I will always argue is a necessary role of government to make sure that we are being good stewards, but to turn those powers back over to the states where the people themselves have more oversight, and they know better. The folks in Oklahoma, to use this caller as example, the folks in Oklahoma know better for Oklahoma than some bureaucrat 2,500 miles away in D.C. knows.
Do you know Jay Lehrer? The Heartland Institute. He was one of the founders, or one of the first ones, head of the EPA. Mm-hmm. And I have interviewed him, and of course that has switched completely around. He's not saying do away with the EPA, but he's saying exactly what you just said. It needs to be in each one of the states. Yeah. They're the ones that need to be controlling it. You know, the beauty of this nation is the natural resources, the abundance that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And for one person or one department that's sitting in D.C. to make a decision for all the states, you know, blanket decisions, it doesn't match what the different states are, you know, and for them to do that, it needs to be done on a local level, on a state level. And that was what Jay Lehrer is coming out and saying now. I had him on the air here about 3 years ago. I need to get him back on. But there are good people that you need to talk to. There are good people there at the Heartland Institute. And they're fighting for us just like you are, only they're not necessarily boots on the ground like you have been. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. PowerTheFuture.us. PowerTheFuture.us. They could use your support, and you're going to like what you see there at that website, and we will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or order online www.csttalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the four-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive two MyPillow premium pillows as well as two Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. When we went into the break, I was telling you that you're going to love going to powerthefuture.us. He's got a lot of articles there. He's got a video on there right now, and I'm going to let you kind of explain this video. He says, if we had the $30 million of Steyr, I want you to explain. I'm going to post that on Facebook, I think, but we're
going to.
Yeah, not a problem. I'm going to do that, post that on the show's page there. So,
well, Tom Steyr is a billionaire from San Francisco who made most of his money in the energy. In energy investments, which is a smart thing to invest in, right? Because we're an energy-blessed and an energy-rich nation. And then he became a liberal activist, and most of your viewers would know him because he has these nonstop television commercials to impeach the president, this $30 million campaign, impeach Donald Trump. And he made a video of himself, all serious and grave, about the reasons to impeach Donald Trump. And so we parodied it. So I tried to mimic his voice and his hand gestures, and we even got a room with a fireplace in the background like him, and we kind of copied his script word for word, but talked about why he's the real threat to this country, because he funds so many of these groups, like the Sierra Club, and in the local areas, groups like San Juan Citizens Alliance in New Mexico, and the Green Army in Louisiana. He funds these groups to go in and shut down energy production. And when people lose their job because of their activism, I blame Tom Steyr for that. And so we had to call him out because he's going around the country. He really wants to run for president in 2020, and he has enough money to do so. He can self-fund, but he really wants to run for president, and this is just part of his public opinion, public affairs tour. And so we're going to hold him accountable because no one else is doing it. He's a threat to this. His policies are a threat to this country. And we're going to call him out for it.
So many of these activists are a threat to what we hold near and dear in this nation. Our natural resources being one, which covers an awful lot.
Yeah.
Because it covers the land as well as our energy. And I don't really separate those.
Yeah.
The water, I mean everything. I don't mean to really separate those. But it's they have an agenda, and the agenda is socialism. And we just can't get away from that. It's the truth. They're communists. I mean, they don't call it that. They call it socialism and all their social programs that absolutely, devastate this nation and enslave the people. So whether it's a particular industry or an individual, if you have to rely on government, then you're a slave to the government.
Mm-hmm.
And if the government's going to take your land, the government can't give anything to anyone without taking it away from somebody else first.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether we're talking about individuals or we're talking about our industries, that's the way it is. That's just the truth of the matter. And so, you know, people like Steyer and all these that get out and they have their billions of dollars and they're very big at telling everyone else how to live. When we're counting our pennies and trying to make ends meet, you know, and worried about the jobs that we've lost or if, you know, somebody's been laid off, you know, things are a little bit better, but they aren't completely turned around yet.
Nope.
And these folks are fighting tooth and toenail to keep this nation down.
Yeah, and it's going to take a while for the nation to bounce back in certain sectors. Coal being one.
Yes.
It got beat up for 8 years.
Oh, my.
We've only had a year and a half of an administration that has allowed it to breathe. So people will say, well, coal's not back yet. Well, it's going to take a while, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of these industries are going to take a while. Shows the importance of voting. It shows the importance of having a president and an administration that is sympathetic to jobs and progress and prosperity. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. The last couple of years and the last administration tried to make it palatable that government was going to run your life for you. They were going to decide what food your kids ate in school. They were going to decide where they went to school, your health care, right? It was all done with this guise of compassion and charity and inclusiveness and tolerance. There is no one more inclusive and tolerant than folks in the town and the community where they know their neighbors and they look out for one another. And we don't need these huge government decisions, especially when it comes to things as critical as our food, our water, and in my case, our energy.
Yeah. You know, I live in a small community, and there's nothing better than to have neighbors. And we're not as neighborly as we used to be, even in the small communities, because people are going to town to work because you can't make a living on the farm anymore. You know, the industries have closed, and, you know, there used to be a woolen mill here in town years and years and years ago. That's no longer there. There's different things that have disappeared. We have Cargill, and we have a locally owned smokehouse that's great food. You have to try it sometime. And then we have people that work in Jeff City. There's a few factories there, but it's mostly state workers. And, you know, it's just, you go from rural America, and I know you've seen this, we're almost out of time. If you travel from around rural America and you go into the county seats, the block that used to be encompassed that circles the courthouse, the county courthouse, is nearly boarded up.
Mm-hmm.
Those businesses are gone. Those mom and pop businesses, they're gone. And
mm-hmm.
It's just falling apart in rural America. And we've got to fight to get that way of life back. We can't go back to where we were in the 50s necessarily, as far as we've learned a lot from that, but we can go back and build these counties and these communities back up.
And we can undo some of the damage that really bad decisions that I will always argue were politically motivated.
Absolutely,
what they did. These coal towns I visit, and I'd love to do a show with you once from these towns and talk to
great.
The folks there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know,
they say
we survived the tech bubble burst of 2000. We survived the housing crash of 2008. Because we were always coal miners, and the whole world needs electricity, and that's what we do. But then all of a sudden, the Obama administration and the Obama EPA passed regulation, and now we're all out of a job. And now we have things like opioid overdoses and poverty and unemployment. And they scratch their heads saying, what happened to my beloved little hometown that was always a safe haven and prosperous.
And the protesters and the angry people not on both sides of the issue, I still think our economy is a good part of that,
mm-hmm.
as well as ignorance about how this nation works together
for everything, for everyone.
It is.
Daniel, we're out of time. PowerTheFuture.us. That's PowerTheFuture.us. Watch for their links on Facebook. I'm going to put them on the show's page, which is just CSC Talk Radio. Daniel, we'll have you back here in another month. Appreciate it.
Thank
and if
so
something
much.
Comes up, if something comes up, you give me a call. Something comes
Absolutely.
Up, you give me a call. We'll put you on before that time. We appreciate all that everyone has done, all your questions. Go to PowerTheFuture.us. Let's work together with Daniel and bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.